Francisco de Miranda is one of the most admired heroes in Venezuela. My name is Emilio Buitrago. I'm the president of Casa de Venezuela in the Philadelphia region. He was involved in so many independence movement back at his time that he actually used all the knowledge to bring the independence movement to Venezuela.
He's also very typical of the Romantic Revolutionary, or a nation's ideals can be manifested in a hero. And of course, heroes are always more appealing when they die tragically, which he certainly did. He was literally taken away in chains to a jail where he spent the last 4 years of his life chained to a wall. My name is Karen Racine. I'm an associate history professor at the University of Guelph in Toronto, Canada.
Miranda, at the age of 21, decided that he wanted to join the Spanish army before he realized that he couldn't really fight for an imperial power, which is what Spain was at the time. My name is Angelo Rivero Santos. I am the Chargé d'Affaires of Venezuela in the United States.
Miranda himself thought that freedom, in the broadest possible sense, was the direction in which human endeavor should be evolving.
Which led him to pretty much desert the Spanish army. And that led to a life of being persecuted and spied on by Spain all over the world.
He spent most of his adult life outside Latin America, traveling inside the United States and in Europe, and only returned back at the end of his life. He really loved living among people who had just managed successfully to throw off the shackles of a European power that had been controlling their destiny. And he wanted to repeat that in his own part of the world.
I would venture to say that Francisco de Miranda was perhaps the first Latin American diplomat. There is no better lessons for any diplomat from any country to learn on that of Miranda's persistence to fight for a cause, which is what we diplomats nowadays do.
The Spaniard, they were looking for his head because he basically was a big influence in the Venezuelan independent movement.
And you cannot but admire the tenacity, the consistency of thought of somebody like Miranda, who had a dream that he finally saw come to fruition at the age of 60 on July 5th, 1811, when Venezuela declared independence.
He didn't have a very glorious sort of end. He was caught by the Spaniards in 1812, and he died in isolation in a cold, damp jail cell.
He is revered, and it's not only Venezuela, you know. We know of statues of Miranda in Havana, Cuba, London, Paris, Patras, Greece, Sao Paulo, St. Petersburg, Russia, Valmy, France, and of course, also in Philadelphia.